The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. We are in uncharted territory, folks. And I don't say that to cause panic. In fact, exactly the opposite. I hope this program is a source of calm and peace. We're going to get through this. God is in control. The one great desire that I have for our governmental leaders on the federal level, on the state level, would be to call our nation and our state to prayer. Historically, that is what our leaders have done. Presidents and governors in times of great havoc, crisis, have called us as a nation to prayer. Well, that's no longer politically correct in America, but it certainly is appropriate. And we are facing a crisis. There is obviously the crisis physically, medically, but the economy. Folks, this is something we cannot deny. This is an economic crisis. All right. I'm going to give you an opportunity to discuss your thoughts, get things off your chest. You know, when we're going through things like this, sometimes people just need to talk. Well, give me a call and let's talk. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Next up is Linda in Columbus. Hi, Linda. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hi. First of all, I put my faith and trust in the Lord, and I'm almost 80 years old, and I still work 3 days a week at a local hospital. And I think people should listen to what the experts say, and they say that more people die from other viruses, other flus, than what this one is. And these symptoms are minimal, and the people at risk are people around my age and those people who maybe chemo, who are on chemo or have other health issues. So I just think if we're just stay calm and put our faith and trust in the Lord and wash our hands all the time, I'm not sure that it's going to be that big of an issue. I think maybe the Chinese government did this because of the tariffs that the president put on their country.
Well, there are a lot of people, reputable people, that are floating that theory and others as well. And at this point, Linda, we just don't know. But from what I can gather, what I've read, in time, 40 to 70% of all people are going to get some form of this particular virus in time. Maybe not right now, but this virus is not going to go away. It may become dormant in the summer like other flu viruses do. But from what I'm reading, probably 40 to 70% of all of us, eventually, we're going to get this.
Well, we do the flu anyway. And I also heard that the CDC is going to have, or some of the, I guess it's the diagnostic people, have almost got a serum for it anyway.
Yeah. There are scientists in Israel who are saying they already have one, but then it has to be tested and approved, And to be used here in America, it has to be approved by the FDA, which takes, you know, usually months. But, yeah, several companies and government agents say that they are very, very close to having a vaccine. And hopefully that is true. Well, Linda, God bless you. Thank you for your calm, sweet spirit.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you and your show.
Oh, thank you, Linda. God bless you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Danny in Columbus. Danny, you're up next. Welcome. You're on the air.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. I'm one of your listeners. I listen every day.
And, well, thank you.
I would like to go by what the previous caller was saying. I've been a Christian since I was 17, and I am 71 now. And I'm not saying that I know everything, but I do know one thing, and one thing that is certain. If everybody would only turn to God, pray about this thing like it says in the Word, it says, if only my people would only call on my name, I will heal their land. And their scientists and stuff are great, but God is the only one that can heal and save our country. Only one.
Well,
so I'm dependent on him.
This, Danny, this is a, clearly, this is a national crisis. There is no doubt about it. It is a national crisis, medically and economically. We don't know.
Do you believe that God can heal?
Sure.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what we've got to stand on.
Well,
you know, like I say, you don't stop working on these things. I didn't say that. I'm saying your main faith should go to God.
Yeah.
Because God's the only one I know of that can do this. And as long as God's on the throne, we have nothing to worry about. Like he says, to do all you can do and stand and wait upon God.
All right, Danny, thanks. Appreciate the call. Thank you. And you know, if you look historically, every time we as a nation have faced a crisis, and again, this is a crisis. There is obviously the medical crisis. There is also the economic crisis. There are going to be thousands of people that are going to be out of work. Major League Baseball, shut down. National Basketball Association, shut down. National Hockey League, shut down. College sports, shut down. Theaters, shut down. The governor, if you haven't heard, the governor signed a mandate today. No public gatherings of over 100 people. None. Well, with the exemption of religious, churches are exempt, and each pastor, each church will have to make up their minds and make a decision on that. But the economy is going to be devastated for quite some time. But here's my point. America has faced many times of crisis before. So that is not that unusual. We had 9/11. We had Pearl Harbor. We had World War I. We had World War II. We've had other pandemics. But in every case, I believe, our governmental leaders have called the nation to prayer. At 9/11, George W. Bush, like him, hate him, or somewhere in between, called the nation to prayer. If you will remember when he spoke from the White House on the evening of 9/11, he called the nation to prayer. Abraham Lincoln and his famous Thanksgiving proclamation not only called the nation to prayer, but to repentance. FDR, before the huge European invasion, the night before that, not only called the nation to prayer, he prayed. And yet, I'm not hearing any of our governmental leaders. Now, I didn't listen to all of the president's speech last night on TV from the Oval Office, but I didn't hear anything about prayer. Governor DeWine, I thought, did an exceptional job today in his news conference that finished up about an hour ago. But there was nothing about, hey, folks, we need to be praying and calling upon God. Well, if the government doesn't, you and I need to. This is when we need to band together and call each other to pray. To pray. God can take times of crisis like these and bring thousands of people to himself. Thousands of people to himself. And that's exactly the way we need to be praying. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. Hey, I want to give you an opportunity. What are your thoughts? What are you thinking? Tell me about it. Tell us about it. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
The governor of the state of New York has just declared a state of emergency. The mayor of New York City has just declared a state of emergency. We're going to see this all across the country. It is an emergency. It is. And if you have not heard, let me reiterate, Governor DeWine has taken the extraordinary measure of signing a mandate that makes it illegal for public gatherings of more than 100 people. Religious organizations, churches, religious organizations are exempt. But Kappa, the folks that operate the Ohio Theater, the Palace Theater, and so forth, they just moments ago announced that they are canceling all of their events through April 5th, which is a bummer. Joy and I have always enjoyed musicals, particularly the old classics, Oklahoma and Sound of Music. And My Fair Lady is coming to town, and I bought tickets months ago because Joy's birthday is coming up. And I bought tickets to My Fair Lady, again, months ago. For this Saturday's performance, and it is now canceled. Kind of expected it. I've been checking every day, and every day the Ohio Theater says, "No, we're gonna keep the performances." But with the governor forbidding public gatherings of 100 or more, that was a foregone conclusion. So. Again, all professional sports have suspended. Collegiate sports, there is now a great deal of doubt whether there is going to be March Madness at all, the basketball tournament. There is a lot of speculation today that the tournament will just be canceled. Right now, they are planning on having the tournament just without crowds, with no fans. But there are rumors running around that the college basketball tournament, March Madness, resulting in Final Four, the national championship, may just be scrapped. Now, not only is that disappointing for sports fans, it's going to hurt thousands and thousands of people who depend on working at those stadiums, those events. It's going to be devastating. However, my prayer, and I hope your prayer is, that God will use this to shake people. I'm not hoping that people will be frightened to death, but I really pray that people will put serious thought into what their priorities are and where their trust is. This crisis is going to impact countless people financially. I mean, this is going to rock not only America, but the entire world economically. And it's going to be quite some, 3 days ago, it was, this is going to be short-lived. The stock market bottomed out. Everybody's going to buy. Stock market finished down today, 2,352 points, which is 9.99%, a 10% drop in the stock market, the worst single day drop since 1987. This is an economy that was just booming, and in a matter of days, the whole bottom has dropped out. The government will be taking extraordinary measures to shore up the economy. But it brings me back to this. And when we come back after the bottom of the hour break, we're going to move on to other things because a lot of other things to talk about. This is not the only thing to discuss today. But I hope and I pray that this will cause all Americans to understand there is no security in anything but our relationship with God. Just 3 weeks ago, the economy was going great. The stock market was booming. Unemployment was at historic lows. Jobs were being added at incredible rates. People had money to spend. The housing market was booming. And now in just a few days, that is all turned upside down. And it's just a reminder, folks, that we better not put our faith and trust in anything in this world. We better not have our roots too deep in anything in this world. Within days, everything economically has changed. Everything. But here is what has not changed. The love of God, the promises of God, the security of being secure in our relationship with Jesus Christ. That, my friend, is unshakable, and the promises of God are just as good today as they were yesterday.